Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everyone, and Merry Christmas to everyone out there listening to The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste Headlee is home having a Merry Christmas. We wish her the best. Thinking about a Christmas program every year, programs like ours that are live have to really think about where in the world are people thinking about Christmas in a different way, or maybe thinking back over the year, you know, what sort of news stories motivate questions for individuals who might be celebrating in a different way. And, of course, we often go to troops around the world, the war in Iraq winding down, the war in Afghanistan, of course, particularly brutal this year. But we're also thinking about Korea this year, the North and South in a state of tension that we really haven't seen for quite some time. And that tension has really, continued straight up until the beginning of the holidays. And in South Korea, Christmas is a significant holiday for a lot of people. And we wanted to talk to people both in Korea and in the United States who are very, very concerned about what's going on in their home country this Christmas season. So we want to introduce you to some new friends of The Takeaway. First, from Busan, South Korea, Sunny Ha joins us. She's an international relations major at Dongseo University. Sunny, good morning.
Good morning.
And it's afternoon where you are. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
And Sen Kim is a Korean-American who lives right here in New York, even though most of her family is in Korea. Sen, good morning to you and Merry Christmas.
Hi, Merry Christmas to you too.
Sen, give me a sense of how people are thinking about this holiday, maybe not so much about Christmas itself, but the tensions at this moment of pause, and you're thinking about your family over in Korea right now, I can't imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. For the most part, I don't think people are too worried or panicked, at least that's what I hear from my family and friends. They're just kind of living their lives as they would normally, because they know if anything happens, then it's sort of out of their hands. I don't think anyone's forgotten in the last 60 years that the war is not over, that the situation can be really unstable sometimes. They're very much aware of that. So it's kind of a keep calm and carry on type thing.
The good advice from Sen Kim, who's a Korean-American in New York, thinking about her family over in Korea. Sunny Ha, how is Christmas celebrated in South Korea?
Actually, I'm a Christian, so I will go to church tomorrow. Then I will meet my friends and hang out with them.
And Santa is really big in South Korea for South Korean Christians, right?
Yeah.
Santa Claus is big. Any idea where Santa is right now?
I think so. Actually, I'm worried about North Korea's military policy and behavior, but I think they will not be able to attack South Korea directly, like the Korean War, because China doesn't want the war on the Korean Peninsula. They control North Korea by giving aid. If they stop this aid, North Korea cannot survive. I think it isn't good for Kim Jong-il's regime. So I'm concerned about incidents like Cheonan Ship and Yeongpyeong Island. But in my opinion, North Korea cannot go into war against South Korea directly.
So you're actually not terribly concerned this holiday season. Your Christmas will be normal, right, Sunny?
Yeah, as usual.
All right. Well, that's actually good to hear. We're talking with Sunny Ha, who's a Korean international relations major at Dongseo University in Busan, South Korea, with a pretty interesting analysis there. Sen Kim, I gather Sunny's analysis of the situation over there is parallel to what your family is telling you. I'm inclined to believe that people think this is going to blow over.
Right. I mean, I think they're, very much kind of waiting to see what happens, and, nobody's letting themselves get too paranoid or panicked. So I think that's a good response, I do hear, my aunt is like, oh, maybe I should buy some Ziploc bags and some ramen, and, she's worrying a little bit, but I think it kind of comes from just, talking about it and trying to solve the worry a little bit.
I don't want people to think that I was expressing any sort of disrespect asking about Santa to Sunny, who I think can't quite hear me completely over the phone line. But Kim, Santa is kind of an odd character for South Korean Christians, right?
I think so. I mean, I'm not Christian myself, but I definitely think it's popular. But Christmas is kind of more for really couples to celebrate, I find. And then for Christians, of course, you know, there's going to church and all that stuff.
And to give me a sense before we go, and I want to ask Sonny the same thing over in Busan, you know, this standoff, you say nobody has ever forgotten, of course, that the war hasn't ended. Mm-hmm. You know, it reminds me of sort of an inactive volcano in the sense that it's always there. The potential exists. But it seems to me that the tensions this year has really reminded people that this could get very real in a very short period of time, wouldn't you say?
I think so, yes.
And Sonny Hall, even though you believe that there could possibly be no war because of China's influence, doesn't it worry you just the level of tension that was reached this year? Didn't it come as a surprise to you?
Yeah, actually, I was very sad when I heard the news about the Tiananmen or Yongpyeong Island. But so, actually, I will enjoy this Christmas, but I will have a heavy heart because of this kind of incident between South Korea and North Korea.
Well, Sonny Ha, Korean international relations major at Deungseo University, we'll wish her a Merry Christmas and say goodbye to her. Sen, why don't you take us out? Do you think this will continue at sort of the same level until it's clearer who's leading North Korea and that 2011 will be a lot like the end of 2010?
Right. Well, I've been following a little bit the Korean media and how they're viewing things, and they seem to think that North Korea will make another big statement around mid-January, and things will kind of continue. And it seems like they, you know, have the strategy because they somehow have a new leader, and a lot of transition is taking place. So I think from the Korean media point of view, they are expecting a little bit of it to continue. But no one can really say, it seems. I mean, it is North Korea. So.
Right, exactly. It is North Korea. Well, happy holiday to both you, Sen Kim, Korean-American living in New York, and Sonny Ha, Korean international relations major and a Korean Christian at Deungseo University. Thinking about the tensions in North Korea and South Korea on this Christmas Eve, and it's almost the end of Christmas Eve over there in Korea. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.